Memram Cook Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten is calling on the provincial government to scrap a regulation that is costing New Brunswickers $140,000. The federal government is withholding $140,000 in New Brunswick's share of the Canada Health Transfer because the province refuses to cover surgical abortions in clinics outside of hospitals. That leaves New Brunswickers in need of surgical abortion, the choice of traveling to Moncton or Bathurst, or paying out of pocket for the procedure. The $140,000 being withheld by the federal government represents how much New Brunswickers paid for the procedure in 2017. The federal government says that by not covering surgical abortions, New Brunswick is violating the Canada Health Act. MLA Megan Mitten says the issue could be solved with a stroke of a pen.
I wish that the federal government didn't need to take this type of action. What could happen instead is the provincial government could simply, it's a regulation, it's not even a law, simply with the stroke of a pen, they could get rid of the problematic section of Regulation 8420 and allow for Medicare funding for all abortion services that are provided in the province. And so this would be part of expanding reproductive justice, which includes access to things like abortion services. I would argue it also includes midwifery services, which are not available throughout the province. There are still barriers to accessing reproductive health care across this province.
Mitten says that although people in her riding are relatively close to Moncton hospitals offering access to the procedure, she still hears from people concerned about the lack of access province-wide.
This comes down to being a discriminatory policy that is still on the books, and it discriminates against a large portion of our population, anyone who would require a surgical abortion. And even though people in the riding of Memramcook-Tantramar aren't that far from Moncton, I still hear from many people in the riding who want our government to properly fund reproductive health care. And we need to make sure that we don't backslide in terms of rights around reproductive justice, as we've seen it can happen in other places, like in the U.S., we see states rolling back their provisions. This regulation that's been on the books is specifically designed to minimize access, and so there, it's unacceptable that it stays on the books. It needs to be changed immediately.
New Brunswick Health Minister Dorothy Shepherd was asked about the loss of funding at a news conference on Tuesday when a reporter from L'Acadie Nouvelle mentioned a tweet on the topic by Liberal MLA Wayne Long.
It's not new news. And, you know, Mr. Long is going to beat this drum. And we're proceeding as per our policies that we've had in place.
In December 2020, the government amended a Liberal motion calling for the repeal of Regulation 8420, instead asking the Horizon and Vitalité Health Networks to look into whether the regulation was indeed in violation of the Canada Health Act, as the federal government has said since 2017. Megan Mitten says she would like to see what the health authorities found out.
The motion that they had passed was that the RHAs were going to take a look at access in the province. So I would like to see what their report has to say, and I would only hope that it would be made public, because the having this debate where they just say status quo is unacceptable, because status quo is not acceptable to many New Brunswickers.
That was Memramcook-Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten, who is calling for the provincial government to change Regulation 8420, which the federal government says contravenes the Canada Health Act by denying coverage of surgical abortions in non-hospital settings in New Brunswick. Coming up shortly, Meg Cunningham checks.